The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. The reading that we found in First Vespers for the Vigil of Christ the King yesterday evening is a reading from St. Paul to the Ephesians, and he speaks about this kingship of Jesus. He says, "God raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven, high above every principality, power, virtue, and domination, and above every name that can be given in this age or in the age to come. He has put all things under Christ's feet and has made him, thus exalted, head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the universe in all its parts." We used to just call this feast day the Feast of Christ the King. But now we call it Feast of Christ, the King of the Universe. It sounds like science fiction to me as an older person. King of the Omniverse. I looked up the word universe. What does it actually mean? From the Latin, versus means to turn. Uni, which of course is one. The word means combined into one. The cosmos. Also, all created being. I would imagine, and I am not one of these ancient alien theorists, but I would imagine that there is a lot to God's creation that we have absolutely no recognition of. God's creation is so vast and so great, we can continue to discover it until the end of time, when we will know it all in the life of God. This idea of kingdom for us, the common language for us, would mean that Jesus is head of the body, his church, that somehow he is the king of this organization. But it's interesting, in the gospel today, he says to Pilate, he said, "You use the word king." In other words, the whole idea of king perhaps might just be a concept that we have as an earthly concept. It's pretty hard for us to understand what king means in our modern world. How do you understand the rule of anything? It has become an understanding that's very limited. For us, rule is something that's based on the opinion of a majority. I know it's never the job of anyone to speak politics from the pulpit. I do think, though, that when we think about our world today and how we are ruled, we would have to admit that whatever system it might be, it is fueled by self-interest. We elect whoever can be the most convincing that he or she will give the most of what most of the people think that they want. That's how I would describe our society today. And that, and only then, if that candidate can survive the press, which is kind of rare. We would have to look at our world today and say we are terribly divided. We are just divided. Our decisions are made by razor-thin majorities. We don't have a shared understanding or an acknowledgement of basic truths about the world or about humanity, even about human rights. We look into history and we see how bad tyranny is, and we see world powers controlled by one misguided individual with a big army and an arsenal of destruction which is capable of wiping out a continent. But in our world today, that tyranny is multiplied by the thousands who just happen to have a microphone or a blog and an axe to grind. The most amazing thing to me today is that people read all this stuff and they believe it. The basic message of the gospel today comes down to not so much a kingdom of a rule, but the truth that stands behind it. Jesus' encounter with Pontius Pilate in the gospel today refers to several different kinds of kingdoms. First of all, he makes a reference to the kingdom of the Jewish people. And Pilate quickly reminds Jesus, I'm not a Jew. Basically, in other words, he says, so what does this have to do with me? Standing before him were the leaders of this Jewish kingdom, which I find very confusing. Religious leaders who are worried about their ritual impurity while at the same time trying to get someone killed. There is the kingdom of the Romans, which is the elephant in the room, the enemy who at this particular moment has become the ally of the Jewish leaders who want to be finished with Jesus. We can see in both of these examples how kingdoms of the earth can go wrong. But Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. Because all of this human invention has led to confusion and division and war and persecutions and executions. Today in our world, we have 6.5 million refugees looking for a place to live. We need something different. It's clearer today than ever. So maybe it's time to look for something that's not logical to our human reason or experience or opinion. Is it possible to say that a real throne looks like a cross? This throne where Jesus reigns? Maybe rule really does look more like service. I think that might be one of the reasons that Pope Francis has become such a figure in the world. For Catholics, and maybe even more for non-Catholics. Maybe rule really looks like service. Maybe truth is actually something that exists. Jesus doesn't speak of truth generally in the gospel today. He speaks of the truth. And we're still free to disagree or agree as human beings. But we have to say we don't determine what that truth is by an election of a majority, by a vote. Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. He says to Pilate, if it were, we wouldn't have this mess. My armies of angels would be here cleaning up this mess. I wouldn't be standing here arrested and sentenced to death and about to be scourged. The next line in today's gospel, which we don't hear, but if you look in the Bible, Pilate says to Jesus, what is truth? But Jesus says, for this truth I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who listens to the truth listens to my voice. Everyone who belongs to my kingdom knows the truth. I am the way and the truth and the life. The truth shall set you free. So the idea that I want to leave you with today is, what would it look like if a kingdom were actually truth? It's not an earthly concept, it's more of a divine concept. I've been thinking about this idea all week long. If you and I were citizens of a kingdom of truth, how different would we look? You could also ask the question, can mercy be the visible revelation of a real king? Because Jesus makes it clear that his kingdom is a kingdom of truth and mercy. So we bring together now in these readings all of these different parts, the body, the fullness, the universe in all its parts, the word by which all things came to be and were made. The word of God created the world. The word of God became man to restore that creation to its perfect form. The word of truth made flesh. Jesus says, my kingdom is my body. If you receive my body, my truth, you will have life. Christ, the King of the universe, clearly reigns from a throne that looks just like this cross that we have here. Our King is not someone that we choose. We don't elect God. In a remarkable kind of way, God has chosen you. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 15. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you and appointed you to go out and to bear much fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And now he speaks as the King of this kingdom of truth. This I command you, that you love one another. It's a very different picture than we have from our worldly experience. Therefore, on this feast of Christ the King, let our citizenship be love, and let truth be our kingdom.